Welcome back. This is advanced, and it's one of those difference between a loop and a record skills. Today we're composing drum and bass intros that imply the drop, not just an intro that sounds cool on its own, but an intro that quietly teaches the listener what's about to happen. So when the drop lands, it feels inevitable. We're working around 174 BPM, Ableton Live, mostly stock devices. And the mindset for this lesson is simple. The intro is a promise. The drop is the delivery. If you promise too much early, the drop feels small. If you promise nothing, the drop feels random. Before we touch the intro, we do something that feels backwards the first time. Build the drop first. Make an 8 to 16 bar drop loop. Rough is fine. You need drums, bass, and a hook of some kind. Then group them into three buses. Drums, bass, and music or FX. Color code them, set locators like intro, build, drop. This isn't cosmetic, it keeps you fast and decisiveness is what makes intro sound intentional. Now, extra coach note here, in the first four bars of your intro, you're writing a contract with the listener. Pick one anchor, just one. It can be rhythmic code, like your hat grid and swing, or a tonal center, like one sustained note that says we're in this key, or texture, like a room tone. Final, rain, whatever fits your world. If you don't choose an anchor, the intro feels non-committal, like it's waiting for permission to be a song. All right, step 1. Create the silhouette of your drop groove. You want the listener to learn the rhythm without getting the full weight. Think of it like seeding the shadow of a monster before it steps into the light. Do this with a ghost drum bus. Duplicate your drums group and rename it Drums Teaser. On Drums Teaser, remove anything that gives away the full impact. Usually that means disable the main kick and your full snare layer. Keep hats, rides, percussion, and maybe tiny break slices. If you're using a break layer in the drop, this is where you hint at it, not where you let it run the show. Then add an auto filter on the teaser bus. Low pass mode, start it somewhere like 600 Hz to 1.2K, depending on how bright your hats are. Then automate it to open over time. Use a little resonance, like 10 to 20%. Enough to speak, not enough to whistle. After that, put drum bus on it, but treat it like seasoning. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Keep boom off or extremely low. And here's a trick most people don't use. You can actually soften transients on the teaser drums. Negative transients. That makes the intro feel a little blurred. And then when you switch to the real drums at the drop, it feels like the track suddenly snaps into focus. Finally, a utility. Pull the gain down, 6 to 12 dB compared to your real drop drum bus. This is important. If the teaser is too loud, you'll end up mixing the drop quieter to compensate, and you'll lose the whole illusion of impact. Arrangement-wise, a reliable path is bars 1 to 8, filtered hats and percussion only. Bars 9 to 16, bring in break fragments and open the filter a touch. Bars 17 to 32, start implying where the snare lives. And implying the snare doesn't only mean snare reverb tails. You can teach the body where beats 2 and 4 are using anything that hits there, a vocal chop, an effects stab, a ride choke, a little click. The listener's nervous system learns the drop before it arrives. Step 2. Tease the bass without revealing the sub. The sub is your biggest promise. If you give it away early, you've basically shown the ending of the movie in the trailer. Duplicate your main bass track and call it Bass Teaser. Now build a harmonics-only chain. Start with EQ8. High pass it steeply around 90 to 130 Hz. This is non-negotiable. We're removing the true weight. If you want, add a gentle presence, push around 700 Hz to 2K so the rhythm reads on small speakers. Then add saturator, analog clip mode. Drive it 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. This creates the harmonic ladder that implies there is sub underneath this, even when there isn't. Add auto filter. You can use band pass for a talking, narrow teaser, or low pass for a muffled, looming teaser. Automate it. And add utility at the end. Since there is no sub, you can widen it a bit, like 120 to 160%, and keep the gain low. This is a hint, not the main event. Now copy the MIDI or pattern from your drop bass, but simplify it. Keep the cadence. Remove notes. Leave gaps. Consider doing one bar call and one bar response. You can even move it up an octave to keep it clearly not the real bass yet. Here's the deeper idea. Foreshadow with function, not just sound. If your drop bass is call and response, make the intro ask questions. If it's a roller, train the ear on the engine rhythm, that repetitive motion. If it's stop-start neuro, introduce tiny interruption points before the drop, so the drop feels like the final form of that idea. Optional advanced layer, the ghost sub that isn't sub. Duplicate again and call it bass phantom. High pass around 120 Hz, saturate until it speaks, and then add corpus very lightly, tuned around your key's fundamental region, like 43 to 55 Hz. You won't actually be hearing 43 Hz, because you high passed, but the resonant character and harmonics trick the brain into anticipating low end. Psychoacoustics. Use it carefully, low mix, and keep it controlled. Step 3. Foreshadow the hook with microsamples, but don't spoil it. If your drop has a stab, a vocal, a riff, whatever it is, the intro can show it like a flash of memory. A tiny trailer moment. Resample 1 to 2 bars of your drop hook. Create a new audio track called Hook Resample. Set its input to resampling, record a short section. Drop that audio into simpler in slice mode. Slice by transient, or by a grid like 1/16. Then program sparse hits. Vary the velocity so it feels alive. Now make it feel distant. Echo, tempo synced. 1/8 dotted or 1/4 can work great. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter out the lows in the echo, below maybe 300 Hz. Add reverb, 2 to 5 seconds, low cut around 250 to 500. The point is, big space, but not muddy. And then auto filter again. Usually high pass at the start so the hook is like a whisper. Over the intro, you can slowly lower that high pass so the hook becomes more real as you approach the drop. Pro move. One cleaner hook hit 1 bar before the drop. Not fully dry, just cleaner than the earlier flashes. It's the wait, that's the thing moment. Step 4. Use break DNA to lock the DNB identity. Even super modern rollers benefit from micro break gestures, because it immediately signals genre. You don't need a full amen running. You need break punctuation. Load a break into simpler or audio. Warp it in beats mode. Preserve transients, envelope around 50 to 80. Then slice out tiny moments. A ghost snare, a ride burst, a crunchy transient, a kick tail. Place them in the intro like questions. Was that an amen? Was that a think? The listener leans in. Process quickly. A touch of redux for grit. Drum bus to tighten. EQ 8 to carve mod around 200 to 400 if it clouds up. Step 5. Build tension with automation that tells a story. Automation should follow phrase boundaries. 4 bars, 8 bars, 16 bars. If your filter is opening just because you feel like drawing a ramp, it'll feel like generic EDM behavior. We want narrative. Create an intro FX bus, either a return track or a group, with a big filtered reverb and a tempo echo. Optional tiny grain delay if you want texture, but keep it subtle. Choose 3 to 5 automation targets, not 20. You're creating a readable arc. Great targets. Auto filter frequency on drums teaser and bass teaser. Reverb send amount on hook fragments. A noise riser volume and filter. Stereo width on high elements. For a simple stock riser, operator, set it to noise. Add a high pass filter. Automate filter rising over 8 or 16 bars. Automate volume gently rising, and maybe a light saturator so it doesn't disappear in the mix. Now, an advanced arrangement trick. Two-stage tension instead of a straight line. Bars 1 to 16, subtle growth. Then a reset, like 1 bar where energy dips. Maybe you remove the bass teaser completely. Bars 17 to 32, push harder. That little reset makes the second ramp feel urgent, like the track just took a breath and decided to run. Also consider information bandwidth. The drop is high bandwidth, wide spectrum, dense transients, clear motifs. The intro should be lower bandwidth but informative. A good rule, intro has one focal layer at a time, maybe two. Build has 2 to 3. Drop is where it all resolves. Step 6. The pre-drop air vacuum. This is your impact multiplier. The last 1 to 2 beats before the drop are not for adding more. They're for removing. Automate a master or pre-drop group EQ 8 high pass. For the last half bar to 1 bar, high pass somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz. Then snap it off exactly at the drop. It's like the floor disappears and then slams back in. Add a reverb throw on a snare fill or hook hit. You can duplicate the hit, crank reverb, resample the tail if needed, and then cut it hard right before the drop so you get that inhale-exhale feeling. And seriously, silence. Even an 1/8 note or a 1/4 note gap can make a DNB drop explode, because the brain fills in the missing impact and then gets the real one. If you want one more advanced contrast trick, the mono tunnel. In the last 2 bars, automate a utility on your intro music bus so width narrows towards 0 to 40%. Then at the drop, open the tops and mids wide again, while keeping sub mono. The perceived impact increases even if the loudness doesn't. Step 7. A proven 32-bar intro blueprint you can copy. Bars 1 to 8. Establish vibe. Atmos pad or field recording. Filtered hats loop. subtle break ghost, no bass or just a tiny harmonic tick. Remember the contract. Pick the anchor and commit. Bars 9 to 16. First hint, bring in the bass teaser rhythm harmonics only. Add hook micro slices with heavy effects. Open the drum filter slightly. Bars 17 to 24. Identity lock. More percussion. Break fragment call and response. And punctuation at the end of each 4-bar phrase. Choose one punctuation type and be consistent. A tiny fill, a stop, a reverse, or a hook flash. Bars 25 to 32. Build and promise. Automation ramps. One clearer hook preview. A snare build or tom fill but not too loud. And then the final bar. Vacuum and a short silence. Then the drop hits with full sub, full drums, and more dry transient clarity than anything you allowed in the intro. Now let's cover common mistakes so you can self-diagnose fast. Mistake 1. Giving away full bass too early, especially sub. That kills the drop's perceived size. Mistake 2. Overlayering ear candy. If everything is a feature, nothing is. Mistake 3. No groove foreshadowing. Even if your intro is atmospheric, DNB needs rhythmic identity early. Mistake 4. Automation without phrase logic. Mistake 5. Too much reverb in the low mids. Your intro turns to fog, and then the drop can't contrast against it. Quick mini exercise to lock this in. Take an existing drop loop you have. Don't change it. Duplicate drums and bass into teaser versions. Make a 16-bar intro. Bars 1 to 8. Drum teaser only plus atmosphere. Bars 9 to 16. Add bass teaser plus hook micro slices. And here's the constraint. Only two automation lanes. One is the drum teaser filter opening. The other is the master pre-drop low cut in the last half bar. Resample the intro plus drop and a slash be it. If the drop impact didn't increase, don't touch the drop. Reduce intro low end. Reduce intro transient sharpness. Lower the teaser gain. Make the intro less resolved so the drop can feel like resolution. Final recap. Intros that imply the drop are expectation design. You preview the groove silhouette with ghost drums and filtered breaks. You tease bass rhythm with harmonics, not sub. You foreshadow the hook and micro, processed flashes. This audio version is shortened for playback.